You could just possibly have heard earlier this week about our live session with Paddy Woodworth and a panel of nature artists, which we'll be recording on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Botanic Gardens in Dublin. But Saturday morning we gather for a session called Winged Muses, when we've asked some writers, including John Banville and Sarah Baum, to champion a bird to which they have what used to be called a special devotion. For the writer Orit Gat, that bird is the pigeon, as she explains now.
If you ask me what my favorite bird is, my immediate answer will be pigeons. I have a specific image in my mind when I say that. A painting by the Belgian artist Laurence Dorieu called Butterflies and Birds, which shows this messy domestic scene with a parent asleep and a child, his head in a cardboard box that he tore the front out of, almost dropping a box of food, because three pigeons came in through the open window and reached for it. The cat is also arching its back and hissing. That is to say, pigeons are the subject of art. A few years ago, Julien Charrière and Julius von Bismarck made Some Pigeons Are More Equal Than Others, a project in which pigeons are trapped quickly, airbrushed with non-toxic dyes, and are then re-released into the city. It is a work that relies completely on pigeons' pervasiveness in cities, and it introduces this small painterly shift to make us reorient how we think about our environment. At the High Line in New York City, there is a new monument called Dinosaur by artist Ivan Argut, which is a massive pigeon overlooking 10th Avenue. An inversion of the tendency of urban dwellers to ignore the wild things we share our space with. At the Venice Biennale, Maurizio Cattelan planted 200 stuffed pigeons across the air shafts and tops of the Italian Pavilion. The Tate Collection has a drawing by Turner of four pigeons. Video artist Frank Heath has a work called War Pigeon, in which a character describes a pigeon that shows up wherever he goes, diving into the history of war pigeons, city life, the Manhattan Project, and international banking. Recently, at a gallery in New York, I saw Anna Rubin's video, The Gram, where Rubin attaches a GoPro camera to a homing pigeon headed from Midtown back to the artist's studio in the Bronx. It's a 26-minute journey, soundtracked by flapping wings and the whoosh of the wind. It's kind of unstable, uncertain, vulnerable. It makes you feel a very real empathy. Of course, the reason pigeons appear in these works is their ubiquity. But what I think about here is their romance, specifically that they carry narrative. Pigeons have an innate homing ability. That is how Pigeon Post works. They memorize home, a way there, a series of monuments, but perhaps also a feeling, something innate and mysterious. Humans don't understand it. We don't know exactly where they journey from or how, nor do we know how they navigate. John Day, in his book Homing, describes a theory that pigeons are connected to their lofts and their flock by a kind of psychic elastic band, which allows them to travel to the ends of the earth while always feeling the pull of home. It's this pull that we humans recognize in pigeons, and it feels like a metaphor. Like a mirror of the human. Under the Wikipedia category, individual domesticated pigeons, almost all of them are war pigeons, some are racers. But perhaps we can release pigeons from all these negative connotations, from them being pests to warriors or racers, and just let them be among us. Pigeons are synanthropes, from the ancient Greek syn, meaning together, and anthropos, man. That is to say, organisms and animals who live alongside humans. Day describes how pigeons live in an almost human world, and they live in that world in almost human ways. Pigeons evolved from rock doves. They have no predators in cities, and learn to live by skimming off what humans leave behind. My friend Harry told me this. His tone was, "We ruined them," but that's not how I feel. I think of them as something natural and wild that I get to see all the time, that I share the world with. And like me, they like their neighborhood, They have a home. Who am I to challenge why or how we share the space in Southeast London? I wonder, what would it feel like if one day all the pigeons flew off, leaving our skies empty, our cities quiet from the cooing, our other synanthropes without companions? I wouldn't like it. I like living alongside something that is wild, but still wants to be my neighbor. That is to say, we have to love the things around us.
Or it got there on the pigeon, and you can hear more about the pigeon and the other chosen birds, as well as more of DJ Lychee's bird soundscapes, which you also heard there, at the Culture File debate at noon this coming Saturday, the 9th of November, at the Botanic Gardens, Glasnevin. Book your free tickets at dublinbookfestival.com.